Welcome to Sanhedrin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 9, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah continues, Rotzeach shenis arav ba'acherim. If a murderer gets mixed up with other people, now we don't know who the murderer is. Kulam peturim. All of them are not going to be put to death, because we can't put someone to death unless we know that they're certainly liable. Now in the next part of the Mishnah, the Gemara teaches us that there's actually a piece missing, and I'll tell you what that piece is so that the next line of the Mishnah will actually make sense. The Mishnah says that a shor shenigmar dino, a shor, an ox that killed somebody, which has gotten a verdict, which means, and we know that an ox that kills somebody, we kill the ox. Shenisar b'shor macher, and it gets mixed up with other oxen. So you have an ox, it's called the ox, I don't know, Victor. And it gets mixed up with a bunch of other oxes. Now Victor has already been condemned to death. The law is, cyclomysum, that we kill all of them. And the reason for that is because once an ox has been convicted or condemned to death, you can't have a derived benefit. So here you kind of have to derive benefit from many of the oxes that got mixed up. And so anyways, there's no real purpose to them. The halacha is that we keep them, kill them, and at least this way we fulfill the obligation to kill the one that's supposed to be killed. Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Kotz, and Lassan Lakip. Rabbi Yehuda says, not true. You don't actually need to stone them. It's too much of a bother for Besson. Rather, we put them all into a barn, and we let them die over there. And that is sufficient. Continues the Mishnah. Kol chai v'misos, shenisar v'zabazal. Let's say you have a bunch of people who are convicted by the court to be put to death, and they're mixed up. Some of them, and they all have different types of punishments. Nidayna bekala, we give them the least strict of all of them, because we don't know on each person that perhaps they don't deserve a stricter type, and perhaps they're the one that's the lenient person. Haniskalim b'nisrafim. Let's you have people that are supposed to be stoned that got mixed up with people that are supposed to die with pouring hot lead down their throat. Reb Shimon, I married died in Beskila. Reb Shimon says we give him the more lenient of the two. Reb Shimon holds that the more lenient of the two is stoning, Shasrefa Chamura, because he holds that molten lead is the most strict of all the punishments. We had this Mishnah in the seventh parak, the first Mishnah. Chachamim, according to their reasoning, disagree, and they say Nidona Bisrefa, that you do molten lead, Shaskila Chamura, because stoning is more severe. Therefore, if we don't know what each person is supposed to have, we have to give him the more lenient one. Continues the Gemara dialogue between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Amalahem Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said to the rabbis, "Ilu lahaisas reifa chamura lo nitna lebas koin shezinsa." I'd like to prove to you that dying with molten lead is the most strict, because we find that a bas koin, that the daughter of a koin that commits adultery, she gets reifa, and I had a stringency. That means a regular girl that commits adultery, she does not get reifa, and if the daughter of a koin does, so we see clearly that that is considered more strict. Now, Amrulo, the Chacham said to Rav Shimon, Ilohesa Skila Chamura, we'll prove to you that Skila, that stoning is more strict. If it wasn't, lo nitna lemigade, if you wouldn't give it to a person that blasphemes God, Vila Ovid Avodah Zarah, or someone that worships idols, obviously the cardinal sin is worshiping idols, and if we see that the punishment of that is Skila, is stoning, clearly that is a more strict punishment. Continues the Mishnah about the people getting mixed together. Rav Shimon Omer, Basayev, if let's say you have those that are supposed to be decapitated, they get mixed up with those people that are supposed to be strangulated. Reb Shimon or Besayif, Reb Shimon says decapitation is considered a more lenient type, and therefore he says, Reb Shimon Omer Besayif. They all get decapitation because he holds that decapitation is more lenient than strangulation. Chachamim or Mechenik. And Chachamim say that they get strangulation because the Chachamim hold that decapitation is more strict than strangulation. Therefore, we give them the more lenient, which is strangulation. Wishing you a great day and lots of success.